Allura Rocks, a thriller at the Jefferson Allura Community Center. The Allura Rocks got by the Stratford Fighting Irish 7-5 Friday night on Teddy Bear Toss Night, on the back of 4 goals in the third period. Allura is second in the WOSHL division with an 11-4 record. The Rocks visit Stratford this Saturday for its final game of 2024. The next Allura home game is January 3 at 8:30 p.m. against Dunville. Fergus Whalers. Trevor Woods stopped all 32 shots he faced, as Fergus took a 3-0 decision in Godrich Saturday. Sam Barry, Ty Anselmini and Jacob Lesser got the goals for the Whalers, who host Wingham this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. Fergus is second in the PJHL's North Pollock division with a 1-9-4-2-0 record and 41 points, a point behind Hanover. Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest had a successful road trip. First, the Patriots edged Walkerton 2-1 Friday. Then on Saturday, a big third period led Mount Forest to a 6-1 triumph over Concardon. Mount Forest sits third in the North Pollock division with a 1-9-4-2-0 record for 40 points, a point behind Fergus. Mount Forest has a busy week ahead, with 4 games before the Christmas break. The Patriots will host Wingham Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and Walkerton Friday at 8:30 p.m. The team then hits the road for Godrich on Saturday and Hanover Sunday. Erin Outlaws. The losses continue to pile up for Erin. The Outlaws were defeated 8-3 in Creemore last Saturday, Erin's 5th loss in a row. Erin sits 8th in the OHL with a 4-8 record. The Outlaws wrap up 2024 at home on Sat. December 28 against Creemore. Minto 81s. The 81s kept things close, but couldn't take down the undefeated Ripley Wolves. Minto lost 4-1 on the road this past Saturday, and dropped 8-2 on the season, good for 4th in the OHL. Minto visits Durham this Friday, before returning home for a date against Milverton on Saturday at 5:30 p.m.